Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we are continuing with our theme of talking about scriptures that inspire us. And this week you talked about a scripture that reminds us that God is with us. And you particularly spoke on this scripture, which is Exodus 33:14, which says, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." Now, that's God speaking to Moses. And it's at a time where you said Moses was with the Israelite people walking in the desert, and they've been talking about going to the promised land, but the people just keep complaining.
Yeah.
And Moses kind of cries out to God and says, "Hey, God, I want to know that you're with me."
Yeah.
"And I don't want to go
if you're not with me. Yes.
And it made me think about, or I just asked myself the question, have I ever said to God, "Hey, God, I don't want to go if you're not with me."
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I certainly have in my life when I'm trying to discern whether I should go a certain way, do a certain thing. Often I do say to God, "God, if you're not with me, well, then I don't want to do this.
Yes. I sometimes think we say it often another way.
Yeah.
"Lord, I'm going for this job interview. If it's your will for me to get the job, then can I have the job?" Right?
Yes, true.
But going deeper in many ways is, "Yes, Lord, if it's your will, but then I want you to walk with me in this job." It's not like I've got the job, great, Lord, tick, and then I sail on by myself.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know, the understanding is, "Lord, I need help to get this job if this is your will, but then walk with me in this job that you have given me, that you've provided for me, that you've said, you know, this is the direction I want you to go."
Yeah.
Like I know under stress conditions, or maybe mild stress conditions, I forget about God.
Yeah.
In when it's really, really bad, "Oh, Lord, I need your help."
Yeah, that's true. It's like the extremes you may.
Yeah, but not on the everyday. Mm. Even just the little bit of stress of you're driving and sometimes, you know, the roads are extra hard or difficult or there's, you know, disruptive drivers that seem to veer into your lane and you get a bit frustrated and, you know, you're learning not to yell at them or say words or whatever you want to, you know, do. But I forget to say, "Lord, help me while I'm driving today."
Mm.
Help me not automatically want to verbalize how poor people are on the roads, you know, or I mean, something simple like that. But it's when it's really stressful, like, you know, I hear someone's got cancer, well, immediately I go to prayer.
Mm.
But what about just the everyday nitty gritty?
Mm. Mm. Yep.
"Lord, I need help with my teenage daughter who's just so frustrating. She doesn't understand and I don't understand her and, you know." Simple life things.
Yeah. Well, just now that we're talking it out, like, there are just so many times where we can say, "Hey, God, would you be with me?"
Yes.
Like some of the examples you gave in the heartbeat were when you moved to the other side of the country and you're quite lonely because your family's not with you, or like the example you just gave was a job interview or other frustrating circumstances. We can always be like, "Hey, God, would you be with me?" And the great thing about this verse that you talked about is God's like, "I will go with you, but not only that, I'll also give you rest." Like, it's not just about God being with us, it's about the confidence, the peace and everything that he gives us he's with us.
And when you go on to reading further scripture where it says, if you're burdened, then give me your burdens.
Mm.
You know, my yoke is easy, my burdens are light, but give them to me.
Mm.
And we often forget, we'll say, "Lord, be with us," but we still carry the burdens ourselves.
Mm.
Whereas we should say, "Lord, you're with us, but I give you my burden. Mm. Take it off me. I need the rest right now."
Like I've written here because you said it was God wants divine intimacy with us. And I was thinking about how like when Moses cried out to God, or if I cry out to God in my own life, that what God gives us is himself. He doesn't send someone else to be with us. Like, yes. It's not like I'll send a my messenger assistant. Or like, you know, he actually sends himself.
Yes.
And he is God. So if you really think about that, isn't it amazing that the God of the universe is with me?
Yes.
When I need it.
Yes.
Like, and it's like, just, yeah,
yeah, new perspective. But also he doesn't say God's 100% and he's with you, so therefore there's only 99% available because 1% say with me.
Yeah.
That's not the way God works.
It's 100.
Yeah. 100% for you, 100% for the next person, 100% for the next person, 100% for the next person, all at the same time. Because God can do that. Whereas we often put him in a box and go, oh, Lord, you're really busy right now because there's a war over in Ukraine and Russia and you're with people there trying to help them, so you're going to be less available for me. That's not the way God works.
Yeah, isn't it funny how we make a judgment on what may or may not be important to God?
Yes.
Like there are sometimes things that I feel like are small things. Can't think of any examples off the top of my head, but small things where I think, oh, I'd like that to happen, or I'd really like help here, but I won't bother God with that.
Yes.
You know, like, because you think, oh, I'll bother God with a bigger thing.
Yeah.
But
if it affects you, then bother God.
Yeah.
You know, you know, your cat hasn't come home and you're concerned that they might be lost. Bother God. Lord, help me find my cat. Where's he gone? And you can go, but it's, you know, and I'm not saying he's only a cat, because I know people's cats and dogs are very precious to them.
Yeah.
But God understands how we feel, what we want, what we desire, where we're at. And maybe that cat's the only personal thing in your world that seems to give you affection. Well, God understands all of that. It is important.
I've written also our circumstances can cause us to go to him, which made me think about how often in my life when I'm in a certain circumstance should I be turning to God. Allowing myself every time to go, I'm going to turn to God about
this. That's the first thing that should come to our mind.
Yeah, but like again, like I just said, there are some things that I'm like, well, nah, I won't bother God about that. But just that if we allow ourselves to go to God, well, he's going to be with us and he wants to bless us with his rest and peace and love and joy and comfort.
Yeah, we often, I know as a mother, and you're in many ways trying to teach your children, and you say, look, let's have a morning prayer today before we go off to school. But the morning prayer, what do they say? Do this day with me, Lord. Well, we say it, but then we forget about him halfway through the day. Whereas if we said it and then something comes up, we go, Lord, I asked you to do today with me. I know you're with me. Help me with this. Because sometimes you've got to remind yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to remind God.
No, that's true.
You have to remind yourself. We're the frail one. That he's with you.
Yeah. So I thought for the weekly challenge this week is exactly what we were talking about, is to turn to God in all our circumstances. And maybe when there's a small thing that we think, oh, I won't bother God, that we should turn to him.
Yep.
And allow him to give us the rest that we need. Because I think so often when we're asking God, like Moses did, in frustration, like, God, are you just going to be with me? It's because we are anxious at times and we want, like, we need the confidence to know that God is with us. And so allow yourself to ask him that, because he will give you that confidence. So that's the weekly challenge this week, to turn to God and ask him to be with you. So we hope that chat has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.